This is Sean's Fantasy Football News. All right, today is Wednesday the 23rd, and let's get into it. Let's get into the news right away. We don't have very much today, so let's do our little touch point, and let's get on out of here, okay? Sterling Shepard, turf toe, he's probably not going to play in week 3 versus the 49ers. There's a lot of people not playing in this game. And the Giants offense has been struggling. They're going to continue to struggle. So if you were planning to play Sterling Shepard, you were probably in a bad way anyway. But this might be good news. This probably saved you from playing someone who wasn't going to do very well for you. In other former Giants news, Paul Perkins works out for the 49ers. He worked out for him. He's trying to go play against the Giants. He's like, shit, anybody can get off on these guys. You know, Paul Perkins works out for the 49ers. Right now, they're probably going to go into this game with Jerick McKinnon at the lead back. And they got a couple dudes that they could bring off the bench. But really, it's Jerick McKinnon, and then you leave everybody else alone. I think the 49ers still find a way to win this game. They got a backup quarterback who's good enough to get the job done against one of these dudes. So, Devonta Freeman, he also signed a deal with the Giants. And look, he's not the savior. Okay, he was ineffective with the team that he played for years, and he's not gonna show up with New York and do work. So I'm not running out to go get Devonta Freeman. If you really need RB depth, maybe you were struck by two of these running back injuries, it's worth it because, I mean, you at least have someone who's a viable option you could put in the game. But I wouldn't expect to see double digits. You can cross your fingers and hope for a goal line touchdown. But really, right now, the Giants aren't really averaging 2 touchdowns a game. They're really struggling. And the way they turn that ball over, I'm just staying away. I'm just staying away by any means necessary. Devonta Parker, he is limited in practice Tuesday, but he did practice. So Devonta Parker, a couple weeks back, we had the hamstring injury. He's played through a couple of games. Looked like it bothered him in game 1. Game 2, he goes out there, he plays the whole week. He's one of the few who survived week 2, and he's still practicing. So I like him. I think fire him up against the Jaguars. Jaguars give up points, and I think this game is one of the best games of the week. We're going to see Ryan Fitzpatrick lining up against Minshew Mania, and I think there's going to be a lot of points scored, and it's going to be a really fun game. It's going to be a really competitive game, and these are two teams that are just going to play to the end. You know, I've been comparing the Jacksonville Jaguars with Minshew to the Miami Heat with Jimmy Butler. I think they just compete, and they don't care if they're supposed to lose, if the game's already lost. They're going to compete to the very end. I like teams like that for fantasy football. Sammy Watkins, he tweets that he's healthy after a head-to-head hit. But I don't know if he can listen to that. He might still be concussed. So they probably take his Twitter away from him. You know, you can say a lot of dumb things when you're suffering from a concussion. D Ford, defensive end for the 49ers, is also going to miss week 3. So there's a lot of people gone for them. They're missing 3 of their starting 4 D linemen. So if you really absolutely have to play a Giants running back this week, I mean, you couldn't have a better scenario where pretty much the other team is depleted as well. This is going to be a battle of twos on twos. It's almost like the last day of football practice before you go play the game, and they put all like the practice squad guys and they let them have a scrimmage. That's what this game is going to be like. Philip Dorsett lands on IR. He's out of there. We talked about Cortland Sutton placed on IR. He's out of there. Paris Campbell's out of there. Saquon, you know these things. They're out of there. Ty Montgomery, it's interesting news. When I was watching that Saints game, you think when Kamara gets hurt, boom, we're firing up Latavius Murray. Ty Montgomery, I mean, he might be a good stash if Kamara ever gets that injury. He was doing a lot of receiving out of the backfield. He might take over more of a Kamara role if there was an injury. So it's just someone to keep an eye on. Raheem Mostert, likely not to play week 3, but it is an MCL sprain, not an MCL tear. I've had an MCL issue before. It took me about 2 to 3 weeks before I felt like I was ready to play again. So that's what I'm predicting for Raheem Mostert, especially if they're winning. If they're winning, they're definitely not going to rush this guy back with a McKinnon who can get the job done for him. Blake Bortles signs with the Broncos. Oh, yes. Blake Bortles is back, ready to throw some picks, baby. Blake Bortles is back. He signed with the Broncos. And, I mean, I think that's bad news for Drew Lock. They're saying he's out a minimum 2 weeks. I'm not signing Blake Bortles if I think my quarterback's back in 2 weeks. So, Malcolm Brown, we talked about his broken pinky finger. He's expected to play. He's not expected to play on my roster, though, because I'm not putting somebody out there who has an injury going into the game. And realistically, if something happens to that injury, he's back out and he could last one play, score me 0 points. Okay, so stay safe. Stay safe out there, all right? And as always, thank you for listening. That's it. I mean, that's all the news. We got through this thing quick today. We'll be back here tomorrow again, giving you more news and updates. Good luck to you guys. Adios.